Those who seek to control us ad infinitum, control us by keeping us boxed and separate so we don't know each other, and so stay so much smaller than we're meant. We are the stuff of the infinite. Prince knows this, knows that we are big and expansive. His mission is to show us this in the very presentation of himself, in his analysis of the world around him, a world being riven systematically by a few lost souls, and in his physical, musical, and poetic gifts. All of his presentations to us are presentations of love and freedom. All urge us to tap into that source, that energy. All urge us to occupy our full size. Prince calls this source, which I think of, along with many earth-connected peoples, as the universal spirit, or universal energy, or the ancestors. Prince calls this by various names: God, the soul, everything, our inner voice, and most often, love. But perhaps we should just call it the source. And while he believes this is what unifies us ultimately, once the power guys started blasting him with EMF, i.e. a completely hidden secret weapon, he had to come to terms with it. He had to process the existence of an organized, hidden group of guys, which his use in The Rainbow Children, in the song Muse to the Pharaoh, when dim devil come dressed as light. His use of the term light suggests the Plato's tribesmen term for themselves, the Illuminati, which we now see, thanks to Alice Miller's For Your Own Good, is grandiose self-deception. And that actually they represent the modern original of the abandoned children of Plato, a fate they have frenetically been attempting to impose on us in the aftermath and beyond of the French Revolution. Once Prince saw this, he saw that before love can rule us all, the hand of the pretenders to rule must be shaken off. Once Prince saw this, how to do this became his question. To somehow convince us to tap into true wealth, its source in the eternal, became his answer. But I'm beginning to suspect that within the ultimate mission of bringing about the conditions needed so that love can lead us, or attach to it, or attach to the intermediate mission of getting us past the lies of the power guys, or am I trying to impose a sequence that doesn't exist, is a third mission that Prince came with: to return belief in the eternal to us, to provide us with certainty that there is an afterworld, that we continue beyond our physical bodies, so that we may have again the courage we are born with, so that we can have each other's backs. How else explain how our magic man knew so much about that which had not yet been?